all, isn't it?
That outburst left them all silent.
Just for once, I find myself totally on the side of Dr. Wyeth. Regardless of her heinous intentions, it seems intolerable that suicide should be forced on the wretched woman.
God damn it, this is a fucking waste of time. How do you propose we save her life? Stage a rescue in a firefight? This is their world and their rules.
We should never saw that karaoke machine. This is dead upset.
We all are. What Ryan says is right. I don't see what we can do to stop it happening.
He says I have to be there to watch the insult cleansed in blood.
Maybe he'll reconsider.
Ryan put his arm around Mildred's shoulders, feeling her body as tense as spun crystal, flinching at his touch.
Fuck and damnation. If he's going to make her chill herself, then I'll be there. I want to look in the cold, hard Shogun bastard's eyes when it goes down. Nobody has to come with me who doesn't want to.
They stood in a solemn straight line, Ryan at the center, with Christy on one side of him, Mildred on the other. JB was next to her, his hand clasped in hers, with Jack at the end. Doc had nearly withdrawn himself from witnessing the killing, but had decided to go with them at the last moment, and now stood next to Christy, feet together, his fingers aligned with the sides of his pants, the silver lion's head hilt of the sword stick gripped in his right hand. It was to be a private function in one of the maze of ornamental rooms that lay to the side of the main courtyard. Unlike the previous ritual suicide and the brief and bloody fight with the Ronin, this was only to be witnessed by the Outlanders and by Masha Shiga, Yashimoto, and Hideyoshi. There were also three elderly female servants, with tears in their eyes, ready to help their mistress from this world into the next. A swath of white linen cloth covered the central section of the room. Masha Shiga looked across at the foreigners.
We are all ready now.
Mildred took a step forward, her whole body as tense as a drawn longbow.
I have a request, Lord Masha Shiga. Please, will you grant it to me?
If it is within my powers.
I am the person insulted by your sister. Allow me to be the one to spare her this.
No. The ink is spilled, as you say.
Mildred went down onto her knees, her head bowed.
I am begging you.
You might beg a river not to flow, a petal of cherry blossom not to fall, a wave to return to the ocean and not to break upon the beach. All things in the world of Shinto are set and settled. The woman's doom is fixed like iron. She chose death when she insulted you.
There's nothing I can say.
Mildred got to her feet.
Nothing. Your heart is too soft. We have found this to be a weakness in Deathlands. It will be the undoing of your people, I think.
Mildred nodded, her face like marble, her eyes like jet. She turned away from the Shogun to rejoin her friends. JB put out his hand, and she gripped it. The sister of Masha Shiga walked into the room. She wore a long robe of glittering white silks, interwoven with threads of pure gold.
What kind of material's that? It's beautiful.
The Lady in the Lake in Arthur. Her arm, as it emerged from the dark waters and gripped Excalibur, was clad all in white samite. Haven't seen any in close to 200 years. Seriously wealthy women in Boston might wear it to their exclusive parties back when I was a brash young whippersnapper.
The woman shuffled forward, dropping a deep bow to her brother, who returned it. She moved to the center of the rectangle of material in the middle of the room and knelt gracefully on it, her head turning toward Mildred, her face a cosmetic mask with a rosebud smile painted on.
So sorry for bad manner. Please forgive.
Mildred looked past her, directly to the Shogun.
What the fuck difference does it make whether I forgive her or not? You're still going to make her top herself.
She will pass on to the next world with easier heart.
For Christ's sake.
Do it, Mildred.
I forgive you.
The Shogun bowed to her and to his sister.
Now we can begin the ending.
Hideyoshi moved to stand alongside the Outlanders.
This is called Jikai. It is the woman's version of seppuku. She will use that weapon you see being held in the hands of woman servant, called Naginata, weapon for woman.
The weapon was halfway between a short spear and a dagger-like sword.
She gonna spill her guts out like a samurai?
No. Different for women. You will see.
Mashashiga's sister had now laid herself down, her feet pointing away from the watchers, while one of the servants tied her feet and legs together with a length of silken cord, knotting it carefully around the knees.
Why that? To maintain the propriety, I guess, so that we don't get to see her bare legs while she's involved in the dyeing process.
You are correct.
Mashashiga stepped forward and knelt on the unruffled white cloth by his sister. He leaned over and whispered something. Amazingly, she smiled up. The shogun straightened and bowed again to his sister, handing her the naginata. The servants stepped away from their mistress, standing in a line by the door. Mashashiga's sister gripped the leather-bound hilt of the weapon and brought it up toward her face. She closed her eyes and touched herself softly on the side of the throat, below the right ear, as though she were judging the correct place. Her eyes came wide open, as though she'd been given a massive electrical shock. Moving with great control, the dying woman carefully laid the crimsoned blade at her side, then lay back and closed her eyes again. Nobody in the large room moved or spoke. The dying woman's hands opened and closed as though she were trying to reach out for help. Finally, she grew still. Mildred looked Mashashiga in the eye.
I hope you and your bloody honor are satisfied, you brain-sick son of a bitch!
She spun on her heel and almost ran from the room, barely avoiding the edge of the spreading lake of crimson. A young manservant in immaculate crimson and white was at their door, bowing so low his forehead almost touched his skinny knees.
Lord Mashashiga begs to inform his honored guests that there will be hunting tomorrow, and he hopes all will be present.
Ryan had just removed the patch from his left eye, sprinkling fresh filtered water in the prickling socket. The sight unnerved the young man, who took a stumbling step backward.
Tell him we'll be glad to join him, and tell him thanks.
The hunt was to be carried out on foot. Ryan and all his companions had risen shortly after dawn and breakfasted on coffee sub and sugary donuts, served with bowls of cream laced with nutmeg and cinnamon.
You have all this land just for hunting?
It is only a few thousand acres.
But you keep telling us how bad your problems are of overcrowding.
True.
Yet you have miles and miles of untouched parkland and woodland?
This land is my land.
From the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters.
Why not let some of the peasants who live in your slums into this territory?
This is not our way. My family has always held this land. We had more, but bad quakes have sent much into the sea.
You seem a good man, Mashashiga. You've got some problems from the way you have to live, but it feels like your heart's in the right place. You seem to care about your people.
I do. I do care.
Then open up this park.
There was coil upon coil of razor wire all around the perimeter of the hunting land, which lay to the east of the fortress. There were white porcelain conductors every 50 yards, and death's head signs warning of high-voltage electric current powering through the lethal fence.
I care much, and I do have plans that will give my people more land.
How?
Ryan sensed that the shogun was about to spill some interesting beans, but Hideyoshi touched his master on the arm and whispered something into his ear. The shogun regained control of himself, biting his lip, nodding to his third-in-command.
Thanks to you, I had operated my mouth without first engaging the gears of my mind. Stupid of me.
Go on. How are you going to help your people get more land? Wouldn't be by using the gateways, would it?
Of course it would not. Now let us go hunting.
What kind of animals are we going to hunt?
Since Skydock, there have not been many creatures left living here. We have farms and factories for chickens and cattle, very intensive. Some fish in sea, but some have growth and cancer and warts and cysts and weeping ulcers all over their flesh.
We had noticed that all was not well with the denizens of Neptune's deeps.
So if there's this shortage of animals, what are we going to be hunting?
It will be a hunt like you have never seen.
In addition to the samurai and the shogun, they were accompanied by 18 of the older surviving sekmen, all